Well, there goes my eternal reward. What can you say? That's terrible. I tell you, there's a mutual admiration society going on here, and I love this man deeply for many, many reasons. His passion for the truth and for the God of the truth is certainly at the head of the list, but his willingness to humble himself before the truth is a great benediction to me, and we just enjoy being together, and I just cherish every moment and every opportunity I have for that. This particular assignment that I've been given is pretty formidable. To talk about the attacks on the Bible, that is a massive subject. And I'm not scholastic. I'm a pastor, and so I will confess to you that I will approach this as a pastor would, and I hope it'll be a manageable look at the vastness of this attack, and at the same time, you won't get bogged down in a lot of detail. Let me start with a quote from Martin Luther. If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God, except that point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. End quote. This is not a place where we can flinch. As Patricia and I were driving in tonight, watching all of you flow in here, I said to her, I said, the common motivation here for all these people is the love of the truth. That's why you're here. You want the truth. And the battle for the Bible is the battle for the truth.